My name is Kiefer, and once again, backstage at Bonnaroo, Raylan Baxter and from his touring band, Lowell, is with us as well. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Is your first time at Bonnaroo?
As an artist.
Yeah. But you've been as a fan.
I came to the second, third, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth, and 11th Bonnaroo.
Wow.
Just like hanging.
What... Tell me one or two performances that really stand out.
The third Bonnaroo, Praxis, which was Buckethead, Bernie Worrell, and Brain, which is interesting. You know, Bernie Worrell from the Talking Heads. Brain is the drummer, original drummer for Primus. And then Buckethead is the dude that we're, you know. And that was my first experience of, experiencing the late night life. It was an incredible show, but I was like, you know, the bright lights looked really nice that night.
You have been kind of messing around with music for most of your life, but it wasn't until a trip to Israel where it really clicked. First, tell me what it was like to live in Israel.
It was awesome. Like my dad's best friend lives out there. He's lived out there since he was 18. He has since moved his whole Brazilian family out there as well. And they have a family and a compound and a swimming pool and a soccer goal and a recording studio and a movie room in there and an incredible collection of music, documentaries, literature, you know, everything on this. So when I went to Israel, I was just force-fed, you know, Townes Van Zandt documentaries and albums and Dylan documentaries and albums and books written about and by Dylan, Leonard Cohen. You know, I was just I was up till 5 or 6 in the morning every morning just diving into that world, you know, just seeing what I could make of it for my own. There was lots of war going on when I was there. I was living in Ashkelon, which is the town closest to Gaza. So you'd hear every couple hours, you'd hear the bomb siren go off. And you're supposed to have, that means you have 15 seconds to get into a bomb shelter. But nobody does. It's like an everyday thing. There's 18-year-olds with M16s and assault rifles walking around the streets because when you're 18, you have to join the army. It's just another world. But everybody's relaxed, you know. They love Americans. They're very friendly with each other for the most part, other than, like, the racial and the crusade that's been happening there for the last thousands of years. Israel is just an interesting place because I was so far from home, and I had nobody other than Andre and his family. So I just was left to my own and had a lot of books to read and a lot of albums to listen to. It was great.
Listening to your record, there was a line that just really just hit home. I think it's such a great line. And correct me if I've got it wrong, but being lonely is different from being alone.
Yeah.
Man, that's such a great line. And, you know, listening to Feathers and Fishhooks, and I mean this as an endearment to your music, but there's like a certain sadness, a certain resignation, a longing to either get up and go or things that are just out of reach, and you deliver it so well. Where does that come from?
I don't know. I don't know. Because I haven't been really heartbroken that many times. Not enough to write the way I write. But I'm pretty sure that, and this is just things that I've figured out over the last 3 months, 4 months, you know. I think I carry some of my, my mother had a hard childhood, so I think I can put myself in the shoes of the brokenhearted very easily. I can just go there in my head, you know, and carrying, reading someone else's pain, you can feel that, and I can go there, you know, and I can write about it. But also, you know, maybe I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't know how it happens or why that was the way I was writing at that time, and why it comes out of me like it does. That's not my. I don't know, man. That's in the air.
your father, Bucky Baxter, if anybody listening to this doesn't have an album in their collection that has your dad playing on it, their record collection is really incomplete. Pedal steel guitar player,
mm-hmm.
played with Bob Dylan, Steve Earle, Ryan Adams. Those are the ones that, you know, that I have personally in my collection. What did he tell you? Did he give you any kind of advice when you decided that I'm going to go into the music business?
Yeah, there's like five or six things that stuck out. Let's see if I can remember them. Don't write too many songs in the minor key. Don't start a band name, just use your own name. What else did he say? He told me I sit down when I play. I think it's partly because I like being closer to the audience, and the other part is I remember when I stood up, the first show I ever played in Nashville, he's like, Ray, you're kind of standing like Dave Matthews or something, man. And I was like, well, what does that mean, man? I'll sit back down. Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm just going to sit back down. No, that's a joke. What else did he tell me? I don't know. He was very, he served as when you throw a bowling ball down a lane and there's the bumpers that come out for the kids. If it starts to go one way too wrong, he kind of just tink, tink to a certain point, and then I was able to just go on my own. But yeah, for the first 2 years I was riding in Nashville and playing, he was at every show playing pedal steel with me, and we'd have little powwows after the show, like, well, you got to do this a little bit differently here and there. And now he did all of his work, and now it's, you know, now he just gets to sit back and see it. But not to say that he's created this, but you know what I mean? He was very valuable. Lots of people were very valuable in this whole process, you know.
It must have been a real treat to have him play on your record.
Yeah, it's good. I get to tell him what to do.
How'd that go?
He swallowed the pill very easily after like the first hour. But yeah, he realizes that it ain't his show no more.
You played a little lacrosse. Let me ask you this question. What hits harder, a defender that throws wood or the music biz?
Defender that throws wood. Right. Music biz is easy. Just have to make a good product. And then they are.
One of the themes here, Bonnaroo, is talking about album art. Feathers and Fishhooks, for those who haven't seen it, you're on the cover and you've got your hands over your eyes. What are you telling us with that?
Whatever you want, make it up, man.
Feathers and Fishhooks, that conjures up some images as far as an album title. Why that album title?
Feathers and Fishhooks is so you know, the beautiful thing about lyrics and an album title for that matter, it's meant for each person to interpret it in their own. Some people might say feathers and fishhooks. Ah, feathers, fishhooks, and then not really see past it. Then to you know, there's everywhere from that to the you know, scene. For me, it was the polar opposites of the world that also depend on each other at the same time, like love and hate, black and white, good and bad, male and female. You know, the feather is a very poetic, it's a very soft thing. You know, it's a tantalizer. It helps a bird fly. You can pull it apart and make, tie it onto a fish hook, and then you have a lure. You have the feather and the fish hook. The feather is the woman, the fish hook's the man. It goes in, but it doesn't come out that easily, you know. And then with the two of them, you know, you can make a fly and then catch a fish, and then it goes on to the other wormhole of like, teach a man to fish, he eats for his whole life, give a man a fish, that stuff. Yeah. But the river, beyond the feathers and fish hooks, the river is kind of the way I hear in my head, like when you find your passion in life, when you find what you're supposed to be doing, you get on your river, that's your river, you float down it, you know. It's as simple as that.
We're also asking people to pick out their favorite Beatles album. We've got them on the wall behind you. Tell me you remember the first Beatles song you ever heard?
Yeah.
What was it?
When I'm 64. So my dad's friend for my birthday when I was six gave me a Megadeth CD. And Megadeth, that's Megadeth. And my mom, I brought it back. My mom was like, no, you can't have this. So she took me to Target. We returned it, and she picked out Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band for me.
That's a good mom, man.
Yeah. See? And that was by far my favorite album. Lovely Rita, meet a maid. He played that last night. We were dancing like goons.
It was fun.
As far as an album cover, would it be Sgt. Pepper's?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. There's so much going on, you know. You got Bob. You got the freaks there. You got them again. You got, like, the most interesting man in the world. Yeah. My favorite.
Lowell, you want to tell us yours?
I'd say I got to go with Rubber Soul. I always liked the way, I don't know, it was almost like the stretched photo, like almost like the fisheye kind of, the beginnings of the fisheye kind of extension. I always just liked the way, I love the album, obviously, but it was simple and just stretched just the right way. And they look good, man. They look nice. Very stoic.
Stoic. Well, a pleasure to have both of you here. Raylan Baxter, the record is called Feathers and Fishhooks, and thanks for swinging by.
And I will say that we recorded a live EP a month ago, and it's going to come out on digital and vinyl 10-inch in August, the end of August. And it has 5 songs on it, all live tracked in the studio.
And there you have it. And we are backstage at Bonnaroo.